Welcome to the show, everybody. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the two-tier justice system that has taken over the world, in which white people are thrown in jail for words, while non-whites, considered refugees, are allowed to attack your children, murder them, assault them, do whatever they want, and they're allowed to roam the streets because they don't understand that that's bad. Did it, did. It's time for the Leonardo's Funny Show. If somebody knows how to make a theme song for me, I would appreciate it. I'm working with low technology to bring you racism. I don't know, you know, yeah, there's apparently talented people out there, so knock yourselves out, okay? Starting with a young British man named David Morgan. Now, David Morgan is an epic tweeter, and he's a mutual of mine. I first appreciated David Morgan's work many months ago when I saw this brave young chap saying things that would get him thrown in a British cell with nothing but some water and moldy toast. Things like white people should have their own countries. Things like being British is not something that can be given to you on a certificate. And a few more spicier takes, which of course I enjoyed, but thanks to Elon Musk hiding the likes, you'll never know which ones those were, but I'm sure you can guess. So let's talk about what happened with David Morgan. Here's one of the tweets that he wrote. I'm sure we can all understand why he was thrown in jail in the UK, and we sense that this is coming soon, even to America, in which we supposedly have this wonderful thing called free speech, which is enshrined in the Constitution. You know, the Constitution that they've changed repeatedly to accommodate whatever new propaganda woke thing they have. Like, you know, it used to be enshrined that you had the freedom of association, which meant you could decide to only live with people that look like you, or go to school with people who look like you, or only do business with people who look like you. And then they were like, psych, we're gonna send people who want to kill you, and you have to do business with them, because otherwise we're gonna throw you in jail. Yeah, that Constitution, right? Just so you guys know, it's not some magical tablet that's gonna protect you from the global homo regime that wants to put its boot on your neck. So David Morgan tweeted this. He said, I'm sick of hearing about the hood of Mashra. I'm a 22-year-old white male growing up in a world where every single aspect of life is Jewish. Government, banking, entertainment, porn. But the second I say a word, all I hear about is a goddamn hood of Mashra. F off. Got to censor myself for YouTube. Reminding you once again that if you want to see my uncensored and exclusive content, please, please, don't hesitate to go to leonardaisfunny.com. There you will see options to sign up for a premium membership if you'd like. Sure you can. And this premium membership gives you exclusive things like the private live streams. I just did my first one 2 days ago. Also, you will get exclusive content that is only for you, where you can watch private videos of mine.
Shut up and take my money.
So that's for people who want to subscribe. If you don't want to subscribe because you're just like, I don't want to give you any money, I just want to see you talk about racism for free. No problem. Just register, and that way you will be on my mailing list so that you'll know when I have new shows. I'll send out emails with stories, things that are happening in my life if you want to know about that. Please go ahead. So there's how you go. You go to account. When you don't have an account, you just register, okay? And down here, you'll see my tour dates. Look at that. I'm coming to Fort Worth on New Year's Eve. That's going to be a fun show. Grab your tickets, folks. We've got a 7:30 and a 10 o'clock show. The 10 o'clock will be the countdown to midnight. And I've added new cities like Vegas. Woohoo! The degenerates. I know you guys are out there. You've been waiting for some racism to go with your degenerate gambling. And I'll be in LA, and you guys can check all that out. Okay, so people can think that what David Morgan was saying was like too extreme or whatever. Recently, there's been videos popping up that would suggest that maybe he's not extreme at all. So here it is, directly from the horse's mouth, a woman who tells you that her group of people built the left, the very thing that David Morgan was complaining about, which he's now in jail for. She's saying freely, no consequence.
According to John Fetterman himself, his Zionism puts him out of step with the rest of his party, which, I'm sorry, only 13% stand with Israelis against the Palestinians. This is a party whose grassroots is right now captured by the left. And so Zionism does not have a future in the American left. The Democratic Party's relationship with Zionism depends on whether it's willing to repudiate that far left. And the thing that makes this so appalling is that Jews built the left in this country. We built the labor movement. We broke the New Deal. 70% of the lawyers who worked on civil rights cases were Jews. We've been at the forefront of every liberal and leftist issue in this country. The absolute chutzpah of saying, you're not welcome here. You know what it reminds me of? When they banned smoking in bars, I was a smoker, and I was so outraged. I was like, if there's gonna be a turf war over this, surely the smokers should have gotten the bars, okay? And you can so easily imagine a counterfactual in which the left in America said, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We can't oppose Zionism because we would lose our beloved Jews who have been there with us at the forefront every minute that we built this movement. We have to find a way to make sure that Zionists still feel welcome. We could never do that to them. And they.
So she's not mad because the left has resulted in the entire destruction of Western civilization through things like unfettered immigration, civil rights, which was really just about stripping your rights to freedom of association and not wanting your communities overrun by people who want to kill you, right? Feminism, where women aren't having children because they're doing really important things like middle-level marketing. Yes. Yes, it's not because of that. It's because now that same party, the golem they created, doesn't want to support their campaign in the Middle East. Well, let me tell you why. I don't even know what your name is. If you guys know her name, comment it below. Let me tell you why this has happened. It happened because nobody on the left really knew about this because you guys kept it secret. Because it was a subversive agenda and you didn't want everybody to know that you were the ones doing it. You didn't want everybody to know that all those schools in which you could, you know, castrate people and call it compassion and affirming their identity, that came out of your brains. You didn't want people to know that the whole LGBT ideology is rooted in PDF files. And you don't want people to know, just the same way that you don't want to know that a certain Mr. Epstein is connected to a whole organization that is using him to blackmail on behalf of a foreign government. That's why they didn't say that, because you kept your hand secret. And then the ones of you that were prominent, everybody just assumed that you were white. Like, people still don't know that Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches were written by one of your own, because you kept it a secret. They don't know that the NAACP is funded by your group and run by your group, and that they do your bidding by creating racial strife between whites and blacks and telling blacks how much whites hate them. Yeah, they didn't know about that because you didn't tell them. So now your golem's kicking you out and they don't care. And the right that's accepting you are the boomers, and they're not going to be around long. So you're sending David Morgan to jail for saying exactly what you just said, sending him to 20 months in jail. This is even more outrageous when you realize that the judge who has sent him to jail, this horse of a judge, also refused to let him off, did not send him to jail because the prisons were overcrowded. So get this, you ruin a 12-year-old child's life, and we don't have space for you. But you said mean words online? We'll make space. Don't worry. And now you can kind of understand why they're not putting all these refugees in jail. It's because they need the space for the white man who dares to object to his impending genocide. Which, by the way, Wikipedia says is a hoax. That's correct. I recently posted this video, White Genocide, Live with Leonardo. That was my live that I did a few days ago. The first hour is available on YouTube, and the second hour is behind my paywall on my website. So I did that, and somebody brought it to my attention that they felt the need to put the Wikipedia community notes under my video. What does the Wikipedia community notes say? It says the white genocide, white extinction, or white replacement conspiracy theory is a white nationalist conspiracy theory that claims there is a deliberate plot to cause the extinction of white people through forced assimilation and mass immigration or violent genocide. Gee, I'm so glad that there's no evidence of any of those things happening. You know, not like this, huh? Article after article talking about how it's okay to kill white people. We gotta take them out. Whiteness is terrorism. What do you think after we had the government literally mind program people to hear the word terrorist and turn into Looney Tunes, what do you think people are gonna do when you tell them just being white makes you a terrorist? That's right. These people are looking for an excuse, by the way, anyway. Like, they have their resentment in their hearts. These non-white lunatic migrants that are coming in already feel like, you did this to me a long time ago or whatever schooling. They just resent you because of what you have. So they're just looking for an excuse. And then they get here, and what do you know? There's people like this. There's people like this judge who are more than willing to give them something. University works to reduce the number of white people on campus. When is it okay to kill whites? White people might have to die, says the University of Georgia TA. White supremacy causes black citizens to commit anti-Asian hate crimes. That one was fantastic. Remember when the Stop Asian Hate was going on during the, right? Remember? And they were like, all these Asians are getting attacked. It's a thing of white supremacy. And all the whites were like, we don't hate Asians. Yeah, we did a thing with the Japanese internment camps. We were in the middle of a war. Asians, you know, they're kind of all right. They're a little annoying. They eat some weird things. We don't have to attack them. And then the videos, because they wanted all the footage and the body cams, came out. And what do you know? It was black people attacking white people. And then they try to be like, well, that's because of white supremacy, because you see what they've done is they've internalized this hatred, and then they don't know what to do with this, so they target Asians, and everybody's like, that's not making sense. So then the powers that be were like, just drop it, nobody's paying attention, just drop it, we're all gonna forget, nobody cares, the Asians aren't gonna say anything. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm so glad Wikipedia has made it clear that this is a violent conspiracy and rhetoric. Yeah. This David Morgan case should really piss you off. Because apparently what happened was he made some posts and supposedly, I doubt that this even happened, two unconnected individuals found them offensive and hounded the police. So this is communism, folks. In communism, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives would turn you into the Stasi for thinking the wrong things, saying the wrong things. That's exactly what's happening here. And who was the communist? This guy. Doesn't this guy just look like peak male physique? Look at that stellar jaw. Look, I'm sure he probably got great vision. This is probably just about style. I wonder how soft his shoulders are. This is who was coming after him, one of the two, right? And he was the one, what is he? He's the founder of the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Do you see how they always make up titles? First of all, why is there even a thing where you can be cyberbullied? Like, literally, all you have to do is log off. Like, you literally don't have to subject yourself to it. I block people all the time because I don't have to interact with you. While David got 20 months in jail for some mean words, this guy, who God knows what jungle he came out of, got zero time for assaulting a 12-year-old girl. Oh, there's two girls. Oh, okay, he fully went all out after a 13-year-old and he assaulted a 12-year-old. No jail time. Look at his face, man. Look at that. Where is the no remorse? First of all, I don't understand why this guy's still walking around. Sorry, dads. Dads, your justice system, there's a whole other system that keeps these people in check. Gary Pluche, let it be known. So that's where we're headed, folks, with these disasters. I mean, this is it. Like, these women, you know, once they take away, ladies, once they take away all of the rights that we have, and you're going to cry, we're going to show you these photos. And I'm going to be part of being like, this is why we shouldn't have them, because of people like this. Now, I'm not going to give up my rights until Will Stancil does, okay? So I will never have somebody like that or somebody like this, this ruling over me, okay? But if these guys can't vote, then I'm good. I'm good letting the men with beards and with strong shoulders and testosterone to take charge. This is a disaster, and this is one of many. One of many. Before I forget, let's take a word from our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. Promo code Leo for 10% off. Now, shout out to everybody who's been buying books from Antelope Hill Publishing. You're helping keep a white business owner afloat. And since people can advocate when they're a black-owned business or a female-owned business, we should advocate when the number one minority population on planet Earth has a business, because we're going extinct. We're an endangered species. Now, maybe you're holding out and you're like, what? I just haven't seen anything that I really like. Well, I've got two books to recommend to you. Oh, yes. So number one, we've got Rise of the Reich. Now, this is for the historically minded person who wants to know, how did this happen? How did some Germans lose their minds one day and just go completely crazy? And you want to read it because we want to learn how to not let this happen again, because we don't want to lose our minds again. And the way to do that is to read this book from a SS main office. It was published by an SS main office that presents that the Third Reich was a culmination of centuries of German struggle for unified statehood. Now, you guys may not know this because nobody studies history and Americans are retarded. Love you guys, okay? But our schools are retarded, okay? They teach us crazy things like how to change your gender, but they never teach you that there was a time period when places like Germany and Italy were a bunch of disunified principalities, if you will. They were like tribes, okay? They wanted to do their own thing. And then somebody comes along and goes, hey, we kind of all have all these commonalities. Let's come together as one people and form a state. So this book kind of presents the historical perspective of how the Reich came to be, that it didn't just flourish out of nowhere, but it was based in this long struggle for statehood. It's a gold mine for anyone who wants to understand the way that they thought about themselves. And remember, when you're dealing with your enemy, they're our enemy, we fought them in World War II, is to understand how your enemy thinks about themselves. Sun Tzu says, know your enemy, know thyself, and you will never lose a battle. The other book that I, in case you're like, well, I don't really like that. I don't like anything with the Germans. It makes me feel bad about myself. That's fine. Maybe you want to know something a little more Italiano. So for the Italiano, we have something called Rise and Fight. It is the speeches from 1943 to 1945 of the Italian Social Republic. Another good historical perspective to understand. It was written from the speeches of Mussolini's final 2 years of life before the communists killed him and his wife. They brutalized them and tortured them. Kind of like what they did to Gaddafi, which makes you think, could it have been the same people behind him? Anyway, they were speeches from the time when he was the head of the Italian Social Republic, which was governing northern Italy after Mussolini had been deposed and the south was invaded by the Allies. It includes his political testament, which is an interview An interview. That means you hear it directly from the horse's mouth, in which he reflects on the course of his life and his political decisions. He may say things like, here are the things I did wrong. Here's why I shouldn't have allied with that crazy genocidal maniac, the painter. Good things to read. And then he also expresses hope that Italy will one day return to his ideas after he's gone. His ideas of, I don't know what, maybe bringing Italy together, because Italy also was a bunch of tribes, and it is kind of separated now, and now they're throwing in a bunch of African refugees to hope they never come back together. We've covered David Morgan, but he is not the only story that we have like this. Now, while that's going on, while these young boys are being thrown in jail for having controversial opinions, and guys with no chins are fighting on behalf of the communist regimes, because that's always who it is, we've got British fathers terrified that their sons are becoming Andrew Tate.
My son is basically thinks he's Andrew Tate and his mates do. He's been brainwashed by this, excuse the French, idiot. And he's changed over the years. He's 14, sounds like he's going on 35, 40. And he's just causing me and his mother so much problems. He's ordering stuff off the internet. I think he's ordering knives and stuff.
He's ordering weapons, your 14-year-old.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't know when to take him serious because he says he's used...
Well, hold on. They might be cooking knives. Maybe the boy has just gotten an interest in culinary things. Let's not jump to conclusions.
It is like trophies and stuff, like his mates and his dad's parents have got it. I've told him to, I've grounded him, told him to stay in. He said if I stay in again, he's going to. And the thing is, I don't know when to take him serious because he said he's using it as some stuff.
He's ordering weapons, your 14-year-old.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't know when to take him serious because he said he's using it as like trophies and stuff, like his mates and his dad's.
I really wonder why a 14-year-old in the UK would feel like he needs a knife. I don't know. I wonder why a 14-year-old would feel like they need a weapon! A dad like that, no wonder he's gotta go to Andrew Tate. There's no testosterone at home.
Parents have got it. I've grounded him, told him to stay in. He said if I stay in again, he's going to, everything stab me in the forehead, basically.
Right, I mean, what are you going to do?
I've been thinking about going to the police. It's come to a situation now. Me and his mother can't handle him in the sense he's tall. He's 6 foot now. He's very tall for his age. He's just become an absolute, I'm getting upset, but he doesn't feel like he's my son anymore.
That's a hard thing for a dad to say, Roy.
Yeah.
What a pathetic, I don't know what world my parents would ever call a TV show to complain about their kids. Pathetic. No wonder your son doesn't respect you. I mean, his whole country, and this is what's happening with these kids, right? They see their parents just kind of sitting on the sofa, watching the tube, eating the, I don't know what they eat. What do they call? They call them biscuits, right? It was cookies. That's how they call them. Biscuits and chocolates. They're Mars bars. Pakistanis are abducting the girls off the street, trafficking them, doing whatever they want. And his dad's like, well, no, we can't be racist, son. It's not all of them. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to like go to a man who's going to teach me how to be a bad man because I'm not getting it here. And all the girls my age are tweaking or selling their buttholes online. And a third of their money goes to fund the thing in the Middle East, right? Because of who owns OnlyFans. You can look into that. All the housing's gone. My whole country's been taken over by Indians who pollute the rivers here like they do in their country. It's a mess. Yeah, what else is there to do except for him to become gangster, it sounds like, okay? Because I think he's preparing for a war that dad doesn't know is coming. That's what he's worried about. And there's more of this, I could go on forever about these cases. This one's pretty horrible, right? This is in a Dutch courtroom, a driver that was responsible for a crash that killed a young girl and the grandparents was given a sentence of 20 hours of community service, okay? And what do you know? What do you know? But it's another female judge!
The court is of the opinion that Verbarkten should be given an unconditional community service for the duration of 120 hours sub judice per data hecticus.
Rightful outrage. Rightful outrage. Once again, this was Albania. Everybody involved in this. It would be their, you know, you guys get it, okay? You guys get that. It's going to wake up the beast in the whites, honestly, because either you're going to wake up the beast and we're going to do what we need to do to survive, or it's going to be over. That's how it's going to go. Sorry, that's how it's going to go. Because at the same time that this guy is getting only 120 hours of community service after killing this guy's daughter, and his parents, so her grandparents. This is what's going on in Australia. Little old Australia has sentenced a man, a police officer, to jail. Well, I haven't sentenced him to jail. I don't know that. Let me not give you misinformation. But they found him guilty of, this is like the kind of thing that makes you think like you're going insane. They found him guilty of dangerous driving after the Aboriginal teen on a stolen bike hit his parked car. I mean, what can we expect from people who gave up identifying even what a male and a female was? So let's read this article because it's actually pretty ridiculous. A Sydney cop has been found guilty of dangerous driving, causing death over a collision where an Aboriginal teen riding a stolen trail bike crashed into his parked police car. He's 47 years old. Teen was 16. He died of serious head injuries suffered from the collision with the unmarked car in February 2022. And a judge, Jane Culver, ladies, can you see why we weren't allowed to talk for hundreds of years? Do you see why? Do you understand? This is why God said we have to be submissive to our husbands, because we were the morons who took the apples off the tree, and now we're in Minnesota with a bunch of Somalians. Congratulations, ladies. Judge Jane Culver said Bryant, the cop, should have known the bike thief would not stop. You know, I read this article that they're figuring out how to do artificial wombs, and everybody was like, oh no, it's going to be so bad for women because there's going to be no purpose and nobody's going to need them. And I was like, yeah, that's not great, we need women. And then I read these articles, these stories about these women ruining society, and I'm like, just get the artificial wombs. How do you even say a sentence like that? You should have known that the guy who was stealing a bike, that we shouldn't really be allowed to steal a bike and should be in jail, which you were kind of doing your job because you're a cop and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stop thieves. Well, you should have known he wasn't going to stop because he's trying to get away from you, obviously. Why even have police at that point? Oh, yeah. It's so they can put people like Joel Davis in jail, right? Joel Davis, who says, hey, Australians are an ethnic identity unto themselves, and we don't need diverse culture. What's wrong with Australian culture? Yeah. That's what police should be doing. They shouldn't be trying to stop an Aboriginal teenager who stole a bike, and you should have known that he wasn't going to stop. Huh. How could that possibly be dangerous to the general population? If there's a bike thief trying to get away from the police, and you know he's not going to stop no matter what. Like, he may not stop if, let's say, there's a woman walking her toddler. He may not stop, let's say, if there's an old woman crossing the street carrying her groceries. He may not stop for cars driving by and cause a head-on collision and kill other people. But you don't care about that, Jane Culver, because you want to punish the oppressive white man, the one who gave you rights, right? Because you want to know something that no other country in the world, no other civilization in the world has given women as many rights as Western civilization. And this is the thanks that the men get. What happened was the sergeant parked his car in the bike lane, turned his lights off. You know, shout out to the sergeant, because they told him to stop pursuing the guy. They sent out an order, said, stop pursuing the guy. And now they're investigating it as an indigenous death in custody. He wasn't in custody, dude. He crashed his own bike into a parked car. How more idiotic do you want this to get? And of course, this is what you could see. This is a global agenda, because they stood outside the court waving Aboriginal flags, burning leaves, and displaying Black Lives Matter slogans. Oh yeah, Black Lives Matter, the other organization that's owned by that special group of people in which the money all magically disappeared after the three lesbians bought multi-million dollar houses. But what they still don't tell you is that the majority of the money went to that one special group who shall not be named, because they were the ones running the organization. And Black people got exactly nothing. That's what you get when you are fueled by resentment. All right, we're gonna end this on a fun note. Now, I have been meaning to address this abomination that goes by the name of Sabrina Carpenter. If you're not familiar with Sabrina Carpenter, congratulations, you are a lucky one. Sabrina Carpenter is a munchkin of a pop singer. Let's see if we can find some of her videos. Who does a whole bunch of, I can't play any of her song because it'll be copyright stuff. But, oh yeah, let's see. She was, here we go. Let's see if I can find this. Oh yeah, we're going to play this without the sound because I will get copyrighted. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we're going to watch her. She's supposed to be, what is she supposed to be emulating here, guys? What do you think? Yeah, a teenager in her teenage bedroom, dreaming about being a pop star. She's singing into her hairbrush. Remember this thing that they, like, was cool, like, in the 80s when they first started doing it? And now they've run out of ideas because they're demons, and demons don't have ideas. Dancing around in her underwear. Every single attempt to insinuate sex and sexuality, and failing horribly because she looks like Hillary Clinton. I don't know. Maybe she's Hillary Clinton's illegitimate child. Maybe they harvested some of her eggs and made a batch of future pop stars, and this is the one that survived. And she has the exact same sex appeal as her potential mom. This is a conspiracy theory, and I'm dropping it here. So every attempt to make this woman sexy, and it fails. It fails. Here she is dancing. What is she doing? She's dancing in the mirror. She's so infatuated with herself and her butt. I mean, I don't know that anyone has ever done this. In fact, you know, I used to like to dance when I was a teenager, and I didn't want to see myself because I didn't want to see my boobies flying around. I don't want to see my titties flying around because I've always had, you know, I was always a little stocky in that department, if we will. Okay, blessed by the gods, some people would say, but as a 16-year-old, you just feel fat, right? So I didn't want to see that flopping around. It made me feel fat, so I just didn't watch myself. I would just dance privately. I wasn't watching, being so pleased with myself. That's something that the Illuminati did not teach her, right? They can't teach you that. And it's probably because I don't know why exactly, because Britney Spears has sex appeal and she's been totally destroyed. For some reason, they think just show butt, just put you in the least skimpy clothing. And I just think we're so past that. We've been so saturated. So she's in the news because the Department of Homeland Security apparently used her song in a video. Yeah, I don't understand these people who are trying to say that she's sexy. Like, it's trying so hard to be a sex object that you fail horribly. I'm sure there's some simps who are, I mean, that's just basically CP at this point. Oh, wow, that's how you know it's bots. Wow, that's how you know it's bots. That's the second tweet I saw like this. See what I mean, where they're trying, really from the back, doesn't she look like Hillary Clinton also from the back? Like, this is how flat of an ass I'm at. Yeah, there we go. Like, it's exactly the same person, man. It's insane. This has to be one of her harvested eggs. It's like, her and Taylor Swift, neither of them sexy. I don't know what's going on. Taylor Swift is taking a little bit of a turn to the right wing. And if she comes out on the right wing, I have nothing negative to say about her. She is our guy. Girl. Oh, there we go. Yeah, there we go. So I guess they used one of her songs where they were saying goodbye to the immigrants. This person is clearly suffering in whatever home country of Dominica, Guatemala, she's from. They posted a whole video with that, okay? And she said, "This video is evil and disgusting. Do not ever involve me or my music to benefit your humane agenda." Inhumane agenda, sorry. Why do we have a problem with this? Well, first of all, did Sabrina Carpenter or anybody else make a statement when Irina Zarudzka was murdered on a train by a black man who said, "I got that white girl"? Did she open her little pipsqueak mouth to say anything? Did she shake her ass about that? No. Any one of the cases in which these women were hunted down and killed by black men, did any of these women say something? No. You know why? Because the people that write her checks don't want her to. And she knows she's got to play the game. And she's still living in the world where the future is gay and feminine. And they don't realize, no. Nope. Nope. The future is either going to be a return to tradition or there will be no future. And people like you, you know, you're going to find yourself baking bread if you're lucky. Here's what you got to understand about these pop stars, right? Because her and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and all of them, they all started in the Disney Club, right? Remember, they were children entertainers. They were innocent and sweet and dancing. Maybe there was a little something that was off and uncomfortable, but they were pretty clearly, you know, supposed to be kids. Then they get to an age, right? I don't know when it is, when they get comfortable, 18, 19, 20, 21. They did it with JoJo Siwa. They try to make her a lesbian. Then Mickey Rourke basically gay shamed her. And now she's happy with a guy. And you notice you haven't seen any of her music, right? Because she's not fulfilling the agenda. So they do that. And then once they get to a certain age, they go, "Hey, here's what's going to happen now. You're going to be oh." And this way, all the kids who followed you and loved you and all that stuff, they're going to follow in your footsteps. So here's her at a concert, and what is she doing? She is clearly implying a sexual position. Any of you guys could go figure out what that is. And there was another video that came out with her. At a concert, and they go behind the curtain and you can see silhouettes, and she's basically going to bed with two dudes, and parents are said to have walked out of that. First of all, you as parents, what are you doing taking your kids to go see literal? I mean, you guys don't understand, these people are actually prostituted to and not have any idea what your kids are watching. I know your kids are going to cry about it for like 5 minutes and then they're going to forget about it. And you need to sit them down and school them and show them the future multiracial babies that this woman's going to have and how she's going to end up, where she's going to end up. If she's like, she's probably going to end up gay because that's always where they go. She's going to come out soon in a relationship with a woman, right? Maybe she'll transition to, you know, a la Elliot Page. Yeah. They literally do this to psyop your kids and turn them into being whores, which brings me back to the beginning of what I said. They are targeting your children. They want your children to live in a deracinated world where there is no such thing as biological sex or race, and anybody can be anything they want, unless you want to be a straight white man who believes in traditional Christian values, then we got to shut you down. Thank you guys for coming to the show. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Sign up on my website so you get on my mailing list. Share this video. Help a sister out. It's for the algo.